Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Nevertheless, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends a prophet to speak what others would not. Read through your scriptures closely, my brothers and sisters, and what you will find again and again is when the kings, and the various priests fell short of teaching the doctrine according to what was divinely expected of his people. Most I sent prophets to help my brothers and sisters, our people, toward a healing of conscience, a raising of conscience, to discern, my brothers and sisters, the truth. And nothing be lost, and nothing be missed. Indeed, if we are wise, we understand that there's a reason why Messiah must come, not only as a king and a priest, but surely, my brothers and sisters, also as a prophet, one inspired from the Most High. And the scriptures tell us well, for this reason, he comes in a time when the whole world has forgotten what is the hope of peace. At a time when the whole world has forgotten the lost concept of what indeed is the gospel. When I say the gospel, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about that pure, perfect word from above, where he said all power, authority from on high, discretion from on high has been given unto him to go forth ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to raise the conscience of the people according to the truth. The Most High declared, go forth and send forth that exceeding word to all the nations, that all might be raised in conscience to agree as one. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, they call it the dispensation of grace. The gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has always been his gift, truly his conscience unto peace. There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, they call it the dispensation of the gospel. And there's a reason why the scriptures at both Romans in the 10th chapter and Ephesians 6th chapter call it the gospel of peace. The Hebrew word for peace is also a word for perfection. Purity and completion offers one choice. What is then that word, my brothers and sisters, that brings an end to all debates and doubts? What is that word that declares solution beyond all the world in its contradictions and controversies? What is that word, my brothers and sisters, that unto the healing of all mankind beyond every indiscriminate, divisive, and if you will call it that, since it's divisive and separatist, what is that word, my brothers and sisters, that transcends all the curses of man being subject to partialities, not true to the full law of the Most High? What is that word that can heal all mankind true to the will of one? What is that word that all must by faith beyond the systems of this world believe? That according to 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, in the name of the Most High, it says we must all speak the same thing. In the name, unto the honor of the one Most High, there should be no divisions, no contentions. How about no debates, no variant doubts, no misallegiances amongst us? For we must all, my brothers and sisters, ultimately have the same understanding by the same Spirit. You know, I find it amazing that there are so many who say they petition the Most High for the Holy Spirit and do not realize the need to ask the Most High that we all gain a common sense of conscience. It is ludicrous that so many ask for the Holy Spirit, but according to their own personal designs, would harbor their own personal, presumptuous, partial, treacherous, and in many times, my brothers and sisters, perverse testimony to maintain personal authority over many. We have to ask ourselves in light of this, my brothers and sisters, have we petitioned the Most High to be his friends or his enemies? I want you to think about it. If we petition that we be his friends, then we should do so, that we should receive that Spirit. And if to be his friends, unto what goal? Yohanan 15 and 14 says, you are my friends, allies. If you do everything that I command. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that one would petition for the Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all sin, even all rebelliousness? Did you ever realize, my brothers and sisters, how many of us have, that if we don't seek all that is divine will, breaking his law, seeking to break his everlasting law. In other words, if you don't seek all that is his law, you break the covenant. You raise reason for contention. You preserve partialities, even arguments against the fullness of what is divine will. Again, Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. He told Abraham to seek his, in Genesis 17, to seek his perfect will, and that would be the blessing, the healing, all the nations. Meaning that, my brothers and sisters, the reason why we have so many nations and denominations today is because men indeed have been proud of being partial in their discerning, partial in their obedience, partial in even their reverence and respect for divine law according to what seems to be viable after the authority or seeming favor granted to their various kings. My brothers and sisters, I want you to consider something. A multitude of partial standards, all in some respect rebellious against some element of the truth, is still, my brothers and sisters, not a covenant, not an agreement. It is only confusion. It's not, my brothers and sisters, the path to peace at all. The true path to peace, my brothers and sisters, is after a pure and perfect word, a pure and perfect understanding. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. To become prideful, short-sighted, partial, self-righteous, ideal. My brothers and sisters, is to be enslaved to such self-righteousness. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, so much so that many invalidate themselves even from having, in any way, a genuinely valid petition to receive the gift of the Spirit at all. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, that no one attains to what is truly pleasing unto the Most High in all things, but by the inspiration of the Most High? There are those who say they read the Scriptures. My brothers and sisters, the Scriptures are an inspired word, and only by the Spirit of the Most High is the higher conscience from which those words came discerned. Messiah said himself, 16:12, Yohanan? He said, you are. He said, my brothers and sisters, that there are many things that I long to tell you. But he said, you cannot receive, grasp, bear them now. So the Comforter has come. The Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. How, my brothers and sisters, that word for comfort, the word nachem, there, relates that each man must seek beyond himself. I repeat, that each man must seek beyond himself to prepare for the king who will even judge all the kings of the earth. Read Isaiah 40. Then out to 40, 27 through 45, 41 and 5. And understand, there's no difference between that and the Scriptures in Philippians 2. Philippians 2 repeats the same thing. At the 13th verse, for instance, it says, know ye not that it is Yah who inspires you to do the good, that means complete, worthy things that you must do. It said the Messiah himself. Consider equality with Yah. A thing to be just taken for granted or grasped. In other words, he did not consider being regarded. I want you to understand this now. He did not consider being regarded an associate, having authority with the Most High. He did not consider being called by the name of his father, after the family name of his father, as a trusted servant of the Most High. And Isaiah 45 really says it, as a trusted servant of the Most High for the sake of his servant Israel. He did not consider that a thing just to be taken lightly, a thing to be taken for granted, a thing to be taken unworthily. But he humbled himself, the Scripture says, even to point of death. As the name of Yeshua, how about the title the Most High gives unto him? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And there's a reason why it says, know ye not, it is Yah who inspires you to do the good things that you do. Meaning that because of his obedience unto the Father, those who believe in him or will trust in him, who said directly in Yohanan 7:7, the world cannot hate me, but the world will hate you because he testifies. Those who believe in him, trust in his testify, in his testimony, that the works of this world, how about even the ruling factions and ideas of this world, are falling short, evil, not fully all that is intended. What does it mean then? When the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, it means that he is the one called for the express purpose to reveal again the restoration of the covenant, the restoration of the common mutual agreement that all must obey. When it says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, there's not just that one time that's in Philippians that is said. That scripture comes from Isaiah 45 and 23. Many need to go back closely, my brothers and sisters, and read Isaiah 44, 1 through 40, 20 through 45, 6, 13th, 23rd, 25th verses, out to the 46th chapter, 8 through 13. And understand why Messiah said in Revelation 22, 16, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who was it that bore that title, my brothers and sisters? The one who comes to cast out all the darkness, all the confusion, all the debate and all the doubts, all the ignorance after which men have exalted themselves. Who is that one that comes like suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, expose those who hide the truth from you? Who is it that comes in true righteousness, consideration of all the Most High declared? To perform all that pleases the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the last days, he is one who is called the morning star that is true to even the inheritor of the Davidic promise, that the anointed one who comes to raise the conscience of our people again. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, he is the one that comes suddenly like the morning star, the sun that suddenly arises, to expose every partial standard that has kept the world in darkness. For truly those who love the light, upon seeing the greater light, will move toward the greater wisdom of Yah. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, concerning these things. There are articles on my website that relate much about this. Articles like, Promise. In fact, I see that's not up there now. Let me go ahead and make sure it is. On www.hiddengospel.com, Prophetic Promise. There are many who believe that Messiah comes to call just he who either fail to seek the truth or simply don't know it. My brothers and sisters, we are all by first command. Messiah said it's the first and utmost command of all. Mark 12:29-31. Deuteronomy 6:4-6. We are all commanded that we must seek the Most High for all that is wisdom. Seek his discernment. Call it a gift with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that no man deceives his brother and that no man leaves his brother lacking. We live in a society today that many have chosen not to discern this. And have thus disrespected what the Most High calls justice, and have not been prepared, my brothers and sisters, for the one judge, and that men have sought to establish many. Were we not warned that we should by no means have other gods, other kings, other judges, other controlling bodies of knowledge that we call salvation, healing, of being made true to all that is divine purpose? Were we not warned against this? The find it amazing that many have not given this the full consideration they should have. Messiah said, you are my friends, allies. Ultimately, if you are preparing, seeking him to be made complete, it says in 2 Timothy, unto all good works, because the Most High will not deny himself, nor will he accept those who deny his testimony. It's imperative that we understand these things rightly. My brothers and sisters, I had a brief moment, run-in, if you will, with some amongst those who consider themselves Hebrews, but they believe somehow that Israel today, a divided people, they do not all speak according to the same conscience. They believe, my brothers and sisters, that somehow Israel will be prepared to rule, even unified and prepared to rule. When today, Israel is far from being true to one conscience. And if not true to one conscience, my brothers and sisters, because our people have accepted the misguidance of many others who by no means, my brothers and sisters, are able to assure anyone of salvation. Partiality, how can they make any man whole? It's time we consider these things, and time we even seek the greater truths that have for a long time been missing. Then I know it might sound amazing to put it this way, shocking to put it this way. We all must seek the whole truth that no one anymore remains a false prophet. Wow. What did I just say? False prophet. Anyone who teaches a fallen short testimony that misguides the people is a false prophet. Whoever speaks presumptuously, not giving full consideration of all the Most High has said, as all the true prophets have. Such a one bears a false or fallen testimony. And we are warned not to bear false witness. That would be a detriment to our brother. We are warned, my brothers and sisters, we should not call upon the name of the Most High in vain. Meaning we should not call upon his name if we don't have every intent to seek all that is his will, that we perform it all agreed cooperatively together. Most High told me directly these words. He said the greatest gift he can give is a law. How about a common sense of a standard, a common agreement, a common sense of covenant, a common sense of understanding, by which his people may again, in all things, my brothers and sisters, cooperate. How about also, my brothers and sisters, love and trust? What is that word, my brothers and sisters, that is necessary that there be no more debates or doubts amongst his people? What is that consummate word, my brothers and sisters, necessary that all our people shall at last be able to agree, that will make each soul? Messiah said, go forth and convert the nations after a word from on high, a supreme word of greater conscience. He said, go forth and teach all nations by the power of the Spirit that teaches all things. He said, everything that he has commanded. Convert, make disciples of the nations by the power of the Holy Spirit. Unto the honor of the Father and Son by the power of the Holy Spirit, go forth and teach them everything that he has commanded. Again, we have the same idea. Same thing he told Abraham, seek all his perfect will. So to go forth that all nations, my brothers and sisters, all have an opportunity to see the fullness of truth and none be left lacking. Because wherever there is a contention against Even the least word, seeming least word, contained in the Law and the Prophets, Micah 5:14 to 24 says, if any man, my brothers and sisters, is contentious against even the least, what seems the least word contained in the Law and the Prophets, he says he shall know by no, he shall in no case, no case, no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that there's still some antipathy against the mind and the conscience. There's some antipathy against the conscience and the right judgment, the righteousness of the king. If men seek to negate any of the word that the king knows is necessary for all to revere, if all things are going to truly work together for genuine good. But what is good? Now, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew, the concept of thing that is good is a thing that is whole, complete, full unto its purpose. In Micah 7th chapter, Messiah related, the Father knows what is good. He knows what completely fulfills or brings to bear. What is his desire? So he said, watch out for false prophets. They lay out paths, my brothers and sisters, that lead to destruction, diminishment, never unto the full fruition of a human conscience. So watch out for false prophets, really meaning the same thing as watch out for any man's falling short testimony that causes men to draw immature and hasty conclusions, never to fully become even conscious of what is fully divine will and purpose. Watch out for those who teach misconceits, whereby, because they don't understand a basic principle, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. There are many things that many, after their own ideals and their own agendas, their own intents. Many are the truths that many have chosen to ignore today because they have alternate agendas. You need to be very careful concerning this. Since the word of Yah is living, in other words, it's active, has a personality, is very defining. He said, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. Very definedly, that means down to the tiniest particulars, very definedly declaring and discerning what is the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, this, whether or not you seek, now the word of Yah is not part of what it is, but all, whether or not you seek the fullness of all that is divine declaration, besides, my brothers and sisters, whether you are indeed humble before him as teacher, or whether you think that somehow the Most High is the one who lacks understanding. I remember a long time ago, my brothers and sisters, Most High one time told me some simple words and it put me in my place real quick. I was in deep meditation. And I will tell you, conversation with the Most High was truly awesome. Or I would even go as far as to say for every question asked, beings of answers were given. And short, splitted seconds seemed like many times. And this conversation went on for some time. I was being poured down, my brothers and sisters, like a mighty stream. And for it, I'm utmost thankful. But I remember in the conversation, nobody was there, and I never used my mouth one time to speak. Most time I knew exactly what was going on in my mind, and as quick as I could ask a question, he'd answer, and answer so quickly there was no time for me to begin, even if I'd wanted to formulate an argument. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, after about maybe a little more than half an hour or so, of this beautiful conversation, I dared to say what I thought was a compliment. I said to the Most High, oh, this is amazing. I haven't spoken but one word. I haven't spoken not even one word. But Father, you understand everything that's going on in my head. I'm going to tell you, it was a beautiful conversation. But everything came to a very, very sudden. It was like Niagara Falls, if you understand what I'm saying. Just suddenly ceased its flowing. And there was not even a mist of water that continued to pass from that moment. And the first thing I had to ask, what did I did wrong? What could I have said that so powerfully worked to halt that conversation? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High put me quickly in my place as a student and not the teacher. He said to me in vernacular, so I'd understand it, kind of like when you were a kid, the old folks had a way of putting things to you in such a way that you made sure you understood. He said to me, it ain't nothing that I understand. What's going on in that picayune little old head of yours? Wow. Anything that's in your head, anything that ever will be in your head worth anything, he said to me, that he will have to put it there. He said to me, my brothers and sisters, in continuing, again, it ain't nothing that I understand. What's going on in that little, that I understand, what's going on in that picayune little old head of yours? He said to me, what is awesome is that you begin to understand what's going on in mine. I can only say, thank you, Father, for that lesson. To this very day, we live in a strange society today, my brothers and sisters. Many have called themselves friends of the Most High, wanting to take of His world, even of His word, and subdivide it as they will, and still say that they have been true to all that is His purpose cooperatively together. My brothers and sisters, far from it. Then you not discern, my brothers and sisters, according to Micah 28:18-20. According to the book of Jacob, they call it James. Regardless of what nation or ruler you've been under, the earth still belongs to the Most High, Psalms 24. And He requires every man still yet, wherever he is, a perfect work according to all that He intended as the expression of Himself brought to bear in mankind. If we seek otherwise, it is the work of an enemy. Because indeed, one who would subdivide the words of the Most High breaks the law, breaks the order, disrupts the peace, is an obstacle against mutual understanding. And at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, we can only say, since a false prophet is anyone or any institution or any man of testimony that does not seek upon pure foundation all that is necessary to grow into the greater knowledge of the truth. We can only say, my brothers and sisters, that a false prophet, one who won't seek that fullness, is in fact still yet a minion of the enemy. What is it that can exist in the heart of a man that having the greater truth of the Most High revealed to him, he would in some way still yet resist that beauty? What does a man seek to gain through disobedience when disobedience does not bring forth favor? Not from Yah. Perhaps we need to think again. The scripture talks about the restitution of all things, ultimately, which is the judgment. It just classifies whether or not men are worthy to be called his friends or not. Acts 3:18-23. You are my friends if you do everything I command you, he said in Yohanan 15:14. He says the restitution of all things, ultimately the judgment, the restoration, the bringing forth again, the revelation of a covenant. And since Messiah is the one who has to do this, why does everyone consider himself, his testimony stable before time? Perhaps we need to read again 3:17 through 4:5 of 1 Corinthians. Let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise the Most High, honor the Most High. For the Most High knows the thoughts of men fall short and are vain. Man needs much greater inspiration, my brothers and sisters. Acts 3:18 through 23 speaks of Messiah. And it says already that in John, well, let's go back. Well, I tell you what, let's go back to Luke. Luke 17. The Son of Man does not come by observation. In other words, he comes with a conscience that everyone does not easily detect is divine. So often because men have followed after the misdesigns of others. Acts 3:18-23, ultimately speaking about the judgment, the character of it. As Messiah comes for the restitution of all things. According to all that the Most High has spoken with the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. He said, come to pass that whoever will not hearken to that prophet will be utterly cut off from amongst the people. Wow. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, all the prophets agreed toward one eventuality. How is it that many have said they've spoken by the Holy Spirit and spoken entirely opposing views? My brothers and sisters, something is real. And a whole lot of what men have said is simply lying illusion. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters. We all have to learn. I said have to learn how not to lie. We all must gain wisdom. The kind of wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that only the Most High can give. The book of Yohanan tells us if we love him, who is the way, who is even access to the greater truth necessary to bring peace. And that must be our ultimate petition. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the way of truth unto life. How about peace? How about agreement with the Father? How about declaring that standard that all must agree with, that this world work together in harmony according to its purpose? He said, if you love me, if your allegiance then is to his ideal, the gift from the Most High that brings peace to this world, the world certainly is in need of it. Certainly need to discern, my brothers and sisters, certainly in his need to discern what is solution beyond all the grievances and contentions of man. He said, if you love me, he who also said, blessed are the peacemakers. Where peace also meaning complete. So if you love me, keep, guard, maintain my commandments, my instructions. Surely, my brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful what you mean by guard, keep. Don't allow it to diminish then. Preserve. How about the integrity of his pure, perfect word that offers but one choice? He admonished his disciples that this they must do if their allegiance is unto him and not unto the evil ones. Why? The scriptures tells us that 1 Corinthians, we need to understand 4:3. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:3 what it's really saying. When it says that the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, who are blinded by the gods, the kings of this world. How about the various standards of this world? What is the gospel? Again, the word for gospel relates the whole pure, perfect, sure message. It offers a commonality of mind, heart, thought, and conscience beyond all differences. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the multitude of variant partial standards in this world have been used to blind mankind, even cause men to mock against discerning what is indeed whole. What is perfect or complete to a man is a God to him. But the scripture says, when that which is indeed perfect, he who is indeed perfected, righteous in all things, is come. That which is in part must pass away. Meaning that whatever is partial in its designs, treacherous, hypocritical in its design, not seeking the fullness of what is divine will, is an obstacle that must be removed. We are commanded, my brothers and sisters, it is our obligation, if we seek to be true to the Most High, to seek all and everything that is His will, lest we be deceivers, causing many not to perceive what needs to be received. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we understand such scriptures as those over at, for instance, Isaiah 55, 56, 57. And it's because our people have, I find it amazing that many of our people speak about the idea about, well, we're here to rule. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're here to rule of divine rule. Meaning you must learn what is the rule. Learn what is order. Learn what is cooperative cohesiveness, perfect agreement with the Most High, to show others what is the same. And a people divided who have not that conscience, my brothers and sisters, will not be called partakers in the land of life and peace. When it says, come out of all my people, Babylon, confusion, all your contentions, debates, and arguments, means come to the light of truth that transcends it all. Comfort ye, O my people. Tell all to seek beyond themselves to prepare for one judge and king. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will come saying, surely he is that one that the Most High has granted, and granted strength. And unto him shall all Israel come to be justified, to be made honorable. Many have not understood, but those scriptures in Isaiah 45 is actually saying the Messiah will come saying, of all men, that he alone is a just one and a savior, one who can make men whole beyond all their discrepancies and arguments, and that men should seek wisdom beyond all the darkness of their confusion and disarray. The conversion of the nations, my brothers and sisters. What does it say in Psalm 19 and 7? The law that converts the soul is perfect. It's a complete word. My brothers and sisters, shall you have conversion, true, and heart unto the will of one, denying anything that he has said? He said, go forth and convert the nations according to everything he commands. We live in a society today that many want to be justified by a multitude of partial and contentious standards. And my brothers and sisters, peace with the Most High, true to him, can never be. Zephaniah 2:15, 3:6, 3:13 relates that the people must emerge in this world, arise in this world who know how not to lie. Revelation 14 says the same, but they follow the Lamb wherever he leads. He was willing to sacrifice himself that men have a raising of conscience. Blessed are they who will understand. See, I only have a few seconds left in this show tonight. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, unto his glory, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I truly do, for listening. For what indeed once was a dream must now be done.